I'm Megan Kane for BPR News. Baseball fans eagerly await news of whether Major League Baseball will start play in 2020. Once MLB makes its mind up, then news of whether Minor League Baseball will play at all this year should soon follow. For one couple, the absence of the Asheville tourists during the pandemic hits close to home. The Bartlett residence is quiet. Too quiet.
There's just a void there.
Gary and Karen Bartlett are used to a packed house with a daily routine.
They would probably be sleeping till about 10 or 11. And then when they get up to eat breakfast, that's Gary's lunch. We visit a little bit and clean up and they head to the ball field.
For the first time in 13 years, the Bartletts aren't following this routine. Because of the COVID-19 pandemic, they never got to welcome three players from the Asheville Tourist baseball team into their home. The couple brings a group to live in their home rent-free every season. They're the only family that offers this to players in Asheville. Together, they attend nearly every game at McCormick Field. Karen sports a sparkly American flag cap and sits directly to the left of the dugout. When one of them isn't at a game, the players get concerned.
They know that we're going to be there night after night after night. If Karen's not with me, there'll usually be three or four guys come to the end of the dugout even before the game starts, wanting to know where Mama Karen is.
Without baseball, they have to find other ways to fill the void.
We have pictures on our refrigerator of all the boys, and we look at them and talk about the seasons, and we've talked to several of the boys.
When the tradition began, the Bartletts had no idea it would become such a big part of their lives.
I miss having them around and getting to know them and watching them play ball and hearing the crack of the bat and the smack of the ball in the glove and just the excitement of everything.
The excitement was paused in the middle of spring training. Asheville Tourist President Brian DeWine says the players were sent home before the roster was finalized.
When this all happened, we were about a month out from opening day, and we were going full steam ahead and basically came to a complete stop. We totally shut down our offices.
Regardless of the shutdown, DeWine says players receive daily workout plans digitally to stay in shape for when they get the long-awaited call for the season's start. DeWine says the front office staff is prepared to work long hours to get the season rolling again.
And I'm not just talking about my office, I'm talking about everybody. It's going to be so excited to go back to work and get back in the routine. I think if it takes working 14 hours days to get ready for the season, our staff will be ready for it.
McCormick Field remains silent for now. Whenever it can reopen, DeWine says they'll be ready to follow social distancing guidelines like credit card only payments, limited crowd sizes, and ensuring 6-foot distance between fans. Karen and Gary Bartlett are waiting patiently.
We call them our sons of summer. We tell them that we have met them because of baseball, but we love them because of who they are.
No matter when baseball returns, both say they'll be ready to welcome three new players into their lives. I'm Megan Kane, BPR News.